Hi, and welcome to another edition of the How Not to Think podcast, a podcast that gets you thinking outside of your normal thinking, and it looks at ways in which people are disrupting all sorts of businesses and sectors of the economy as well as life. Today, I'm delighted to have with me all the way from Boston, Massachusetts, Eric Patel. Eric is an entrepreneur. He's the co-founder of Exponential Individuals, EXI, a group of global leaders, authors, and human transformation experts focused on helping people around the globe to evolve, developing exponentially through authenticity, community collaboration, care, deep healing, with a focus on interconnection and a responsibility to create a better future for all of us. Eric, pleasure to have you with us. Great to see you.
Thanks, Howard. Thanks for having me.
Yes. So you've had a fairly distinguished career in a variety of things, but most recently your attention has been focused on this whole concept of exponentiality, initially with organizations and now with individuals. Tell the listeners exactly what that means.
Yeah, thanks again for having me on. Great to be with you. And we were inspired simply by a book, Exponential Organizations, by Salim Ismail, Yuri Van Keet, and Michael Malone. And they looked at different organizations and how they became super successful. All the brand names you know about, all the valuations, the Googles, the Airbnbs, et cetera. So they did a number of things well in their sort of research. One is that they found these companies, of course, have a different way of thinking, right? Mindset, not linear, but exponential, of course, but even more so, not scarcity and abundance thinking. Of course, they identified a number of attributes on how they access and manage all this abundance that's out there. And, you know, you see that through the EXO canvas, et cetera. So like I think other people, we asked the question, could this apply to people? Mm-hmm. Individuals. And we kind of quickly found the short answer was, oh yeah. And Exponential Individuals was born.
Yeah. Yeah. And that's great. And I do know and work with them. So, you know, just for honesty, I do work with them. They are a great group of people from around the world. And we hope to have some others on in this series on Exponential Individuals. What are the challenges? I mean, it sounds great to say we want to help you develop yourself, be the best version, but also help other people and, you know, work in a collective way for the greater good. And, you know, that sounds wonderful, but what are the challenges in doing that?
I think there are many. I think a lot of people have been asking us now for the past almost 2 years that we've been doing this is what actually is an exponential individual? How do I become one? And our short answer is it depends. You have it all within you anyways. You just have to kind of harness it. There are lots of people that are doing good work in this area, personal development, success, personal transformation. We didn't necessarily want to be another player in this field with so many other great players in there. I think one of the things that sets us apart is, you know, we are not just left-brained. Yes, high performance, high productivity, all that good stuff is certainly part of, you know, I think the scope of being an exponential individual. And maybe to answer your question from some of the challenges, I think it's now when you move to the right brain stuff. Right, a lot of us, especially me with even just an engineering background, like what is all this consciousness, awareness, awakening kind of stuff, right? And then if all that wasn't enough sort of in the brain mind area, what about the heart, right? And so we really try to expand this notion of an exponential individual is somebody who, well, leads a fulfilled life, and that probably varies with all different kinds of people, so that not just on the external, on the outside, on LinkedIn, on social media, in person, everything looks and feels okay. But what about on the inside, right? How are you doing on the inside, right? The stuff that you don't show people, that you can easily hide, that perhaps nobody knows or would ever know. Mm-hmm. So it is challenging, right? To do both, left brain, right brain, mind, heart. And this is part of what I think we're trying to help people to do. And that is to be a wholesome, fully conscious, awake spiritual being on this planet, you know, the beautiful souls that we are, and moving not just towards traditional left brain kind of definitions and scope, but also full brain, including the heart.
Yeah, and I think that's really, really important. We live in a culture that by and large focuses on productivity, focus on getting things done. And that can become very stereotyped and very limiting. Creativity is massive. Play is massive. You've got to, the whole point of this podcast, think outside the box. Because if you think just like everyone else is thinking, you're going to be just like everyone else. And there's going to be no originality there. And so I do think that that is really important in so many areas of life. And, you know, that's part of, the, as I said, this podcast, so many areas of life, it seems like, well, these are the obvious things that you do. This is what you must do in this situation, blah, blah, blah. And all sorts of any sort of creativity around the topic just has got lost and needs to be introduced. And I think that's what EXI, or certainly one of the things, they are stressing, right?
Oh, for sure. You know, I love the notion of thinking outside the box, being outside the box, existing outside the box, creativity you touched upon. Look at just innovation. You have incremental versus disruptive. Going back to exponential organizations, you have core projects and edge projects. Look at traditional corporations. You have cash cows that are paying the bills today that nobody wants to tip over. But then what about the future, right? Unless you want to go the way of, you know, Blockbuster and a lot of these other companies that, quite frankly, are out of business. Mm-hmm. You do have to think about and plan constantly for the future. What are you evolving into? We've taken these same concepts, same thing with an exponential individual, knowing that evolution and transformation and growth are ongoing, you know, continuous learning. We are never finished. Perfection is not the goal, right? Like we are on this planet for a reason. And as I was alluding to earlier, I think our notion of an exponential individual, as we've been talking about, is much more than just what meets the eye on the external when it comes to productivity and performance. It is also about the contribution that you're making, right? How you're living your life. Are you happy, fulfilled? Can you find joy? Is there bliss in your life? Have you found someone you loved, et cetera? So this is definitely a very encompassing, very custom, very personal definition of an exponential individual.
And also with the emphasis on not just being the best for yourself, but also using that specifically to help other people, to help society, culture, mankind, not just focus on individual achievement, but extending that out to a collective sense, which honestly, in sort of the more quotation mark traditional models, certainly in the economy, was not there, right? I mean, the traditional model is how can we make the most money out of this and dominate the market and get as many people to buy this as possible. There's really no consideration there of giving anything to anyone unless they pay for it.
Yeah, and you've touched upon something important as well that we've been trying to develop within EXI is this notion of moving from competition towards collaboration, right? Couldn't we all just get along? So part of what we'd like to do is get all the players together, products, services. So we're not so much competing as you just talked about, sort of in the traditional business sense, but we are actually working together right, in an ecosystem, right, for the benefit of all humanity.
Yeah, and that old notion of competition is just way too limited, and moreover, in a rapidly changing technological world, it's really not that viable, because things are changing all the time. And you've alluded to Blockbuster, but how many other companies were there who said, oh, people will always want to go shopping. Oh, people will always want to read a real book. Oh, they won't want to buy ebooks. You know, they're out of business. They're out of business. They could not relate or did not want to. You know, the normalcy bias, oh, everything's going to stay the same. Newsflash, no, it isn't. That's the world we live in, right? And that's why we have to be adaptive and creative, because the things that are great today might not even be here in 5 or 10 years' time, you know? So you've got to have that mindset. Otherwise, it's not going to be viable, really.
Absolutely. At one of the other companies I'm involved with, Boston EXO, our motto is disrupt or be disrupted. Mm-hmm. Right. You can do this proactively or reactively, or of course not at all. And you know what's going to happen is you just talked about going the way of the dinosaurs, right? Mm-hmm. Look, I mean, some of it's just regular business common sense when it comes to strategy and planning and staying in business. And I think when it comes to the person, there are some similarities as well, right? I mean, look at how many times, even just from a job, career, lifelong passion standpoint, how many times people's careers change. I mean, complete verticals, right? Is there even job security anymore, even sort of post-pandemic, right?
Yeah. No. And to be honest, yes, that's absolutely one of the challenges that we all face. I've certainly faced that. And honestly, I've loved it. I mean, it just taken me in directions that I didn't really even think about. But actually, as I've got involved in them, I know that they are really close to my heart of things that I want to do and how I want to contribute. And, in our generation, it was so easy to say, well, I'm going to get a job and I'm going to be doing this for the next 40 years, then I'm going to retire and what have you. Forget that model. That's long gone, right? The other thing here is international cross-cultural collaboration too. I know a lot of people in the EXO that come from all over the world, right?
Yeah, this has been, I think, for me, one of the best parts about this particular adventure are the folks, as you talked about, from the States, from Europe, from Africa, from Asia Pacific, that have joined us in community, as a core team member, as a partner, or even as an investor. We are truly global. We've been that way since day one. You know, as a matter of fact, we just clocked our 2-year remembrance anniversary of the very first Exponential Individuals presentation that we did, where we essentially announced it to everybody. And you can still watch that, of course, on our website, exponentialindividuals.io/media, and to see just how far we've come. And for some of the folks that have been with us for a year or two, even from the early days, it's unbelievable, considering just the scope of this, the fact that, you know, we have been funded very graciously, multiple token grants from our joint venture partner, OpenEXO. As I think many of you know, EXI was essentially formed as a joint partnership between OpenEXO and Boston EXO. And everybody's enjoying these tokens, EXOS, they're called. And the plan, of course, like I think other token holders, is for these to go public someday. So people will be able to see a little bit of a future financial reward when it comes to this. And also too, EXI, we also want to play in the Web3 space. This is part of our value proposition, our unique selling proposition. And this talks also earlier about what I was referring to with the ecosystem and how anyone with a product or service will be able to collaborate in community as part of the Exponential Individuals platform. So at some point, we hope to also be issuing our own token.
Yeah, and obviously technology is front and center of this collaboration focus, right? Not necessarily just, for example, cryptocurrency, but other things too. Can you talk a little bit about that? You know, the other technological advances that help this concept move forward?
Yeah, I think so. You know, just like how Exponential Organizations talks about exponential technologies, all the ones that we know about that at one point seemed like they were futuristic and science fiction, and now they're actually happening. And so, you know, what type of exponential technologies apply to the individual? How can we leverage tech? I think the most recent example that everybody seems to be a little excited about is, of course, the Chat GTP AI tool that everybody seems to be enjoying, and the questions and answers and writing that it provides. And this is truly just a start. There are a lot more other technologies out there. And there are companies well in this space. Tony Robbins's newest book, Life Force, also talks about leveraging these technologies from a health, wellness, and well-being perspective. And there are a lot out there.
Yes.
Companies helping you with things like a gut microbiome test to see the connection between your gut and your heart and your brain. And it's just amazing. You know, we believe, like many other folks, that in the coming years, people will be, if they're not already doing this, living longer, hopefully healthier, and living lives that maybe they thought wouldn't last as long and not with the quality that they were potentially hoping it was going to be. So there's a lot that's happening. It's really exciting, and it's just a great time to be alive.
Yeah, there's so much potential in that, you know, and we don't even know half of the stuff that's really going on at that high level. And I know that the EXI group has been looking and creating a variety of different products and services to help people engage and become exponential. Can you tell us about some of those?
Sure. So, you know, one such product that you were gracious enough to help us with is our playbook, the Exponential Individuals Playbook. And it's meant not as something you read from start to finish and maybe do one or two things and put it on the shelf and forget about it. It's meant to be a resource and a guide on an ongoing basis for whatever you need when you need it. It's okay to skip around. It's okay to jump around. It's a collection of best practices and stories and experiences from everyone, as we just talked about, from around the world. EXI core team members themselves, we crowdsourced the whole effort. We started this towards the end of 2021, and we are excited to finally make this available. And we hope people will use it and benefit from it. Again, knowing that everybody's journey is, in fact, very, very different.
Yeah. And the book, you know, does help people identify what their meaning and purpose is and gives them tools to do that, strategic tools to improve, to manifest those things, ways of connecting with other people, et cetera, et cetera. So it is a very useful guide for anyone interested in this concept. So that's the playbook. And I know there are other things that you can tell us about.
Right. So one of the other offerings that we have is more of a service. And this is if you want to go deep, right? So we take parts of the playbook that you want to work on either in a group, public, virtual setting, or in person, or even just on a one-to-one basis with one of our guides, our coaches. And this is our personal transformation program. And this is really an intense multi-week, multi-hour week, really very different than anything you've ever done before with fellow EXI coaches, trained, very knowledgeable, of course, in the playbook, be able to really track, manage, and get the results that you're hoping for, that you will sustain, that will truly make your life hopefully a lot more wholesome and fulfilled than it is already today. Mm-hmm. And if that isn't enough, we also have more one-to-one attention through coaching and mentoring. We find that some people do need ongoing week by week, tracking, accountability, celebration, results. And these are two other offerings that we have that we're happy to work with folks as well to try to not only get the outcomes that you're looking for, but to sustain them so they become automatic and second nature.
Yeah, absolutely. And we all need that. You know, even the most qualified people still need that. You can't do everything on your own. You need feedback. Your vision of what you're doing might not be totally accurate, might seem quite different to somebody else. It's a challenge. And this is part of the thing you're teaching, to step outside those old habitual ideas and thoughts. And it's not easy to do on your own. You do need help doing that. And it's one of the critical features of life that we all need to be introspective. As I forget who it was, somebody said, if you don't know what introspection is, you need to take a good hard look at yourself. But we all need that. And it is definitely facilitated when other people are involved in that. Yeah. So there's the coaching. There's also a healing component to what EXI is doing too. Can you tell us a little bit about that?
Sure. So we have different groups, different teams, different sub-teams that meet on a regular basis. And Howard, you just referred to one of them that's a little different than all the others. It's called the Healing Pod. And it is meant as a safe space for people, mostly core team members. And I think we're going to expand upon this. Not exactly sure what we're going to call it. Could be a circle, could be a group, a community of practice. Healing will probably be the first one that will publicly open, where people will be able to come on a regular basis. And look, if all you want to do is listen, if you want to share, I've been on there before as well. I've shared some of my stories. I mean, we all have just amazing experiences that some of it really needs to be shared, right? In the right environments. And we want to do this as kind of a follow-up to our personal development program. So again, lots of options after that program is finished. And some people really do know that they need to have healing as part of their practices on a regular basis, let alone all of the past stuff and baggage and trauma that's happened to all of us. And then we know there's going to be more stuff coming in the future. So healing, I think, among other things, is almost like the perfect example of something that does need to be done on a regular basis. Some of it you need to do by yourself, right? Some of it needs professional help and attention and care. Some of it needs more, right? I think the point is to be conscious about that, to integrate that as part of your ongoing personal development, and to see progress with different healing modalities that you may be employing, including looking at ancestral or generational healing, as some people believe that stuff is actually passed down from generation to generation, if you can believe it. And oftentimes when you get to the source, the root, it is not in your lifetime. It could have happened well in the past. Mm-hmm. And to find that point of origin and the source, to reconcile with it, to deal with it, to process it, and ultimately to heal from it, is super important, not only for you right now in your current lifetime, mm-hmm. but also for future generations as well.
Yeah, the ancestral temple, I believe Buddhists call it. And it doesn't take much thought to realize there's got to be something to that, because, you know, each generation of parents passed down to their children certain cultural ideas, the way they're shaped, and they then pass them down when they become parents and so on. So it is not unreasonable to assume that there's this sort of ancestral connection, not to mention when you start thinking about genetics too, which might shape, you know, family physiology, how you deal with emotions, you know, all of it. And so, yes, I think that that is important. And I think it is important for us to understand that when we are, particularly when we're struggling with things that may go back way into our past, and we really don't want to project those traumas into the future,
really.
And that healing would be very valuable, very valuable. Yeah, absolutely. You know, I love this idea of moving. Not just saying, well, oh, you know, material things and money, that's the wrong thing. No, obviously that plays a role, but it should not be foremost. That's my view. Okay. What is foremost? Now, I think this is part of the EXI foundation, correct me if I'm wrong, is that where you get the real happiness from is your purpose and your meaningful contribution.
It really is, you know, and it's something that, I mean, if you've done work in the past, like with Dr. Stephen Covey and the 7 Habits of Highly Effective People, maybe you've written a personal mission statement and you have vision, you have sort of longer term goals and targets. The time horizons do vary, you know, even beyond that, some people create moonshots or big, hairy, audacious goals, BHAGs, you know, 10, 20 year horizons. And then, you know, the ultimate, which comes out of the EXO world, exponential organizations and other folks in this field, the notion of a massive transformative purpose, MTP. And this is one definition could be, how do you want to see the world about 30 years from now, which is quite a ways off, of course, but it does make for obviously something that's supposed to be massive and really going to be changing things in the world. And then when you break it right down again, going from organizations to teams back down to individuals, as you discussed, right? Purpose has been something that's been in the media and in the press and in books and pretty much all around, even sort of pre-pandemic, you know, Harvard Business Review articles and, you know, lots of great work that people have done with this, including some of our sister organizations and communities. And, you know, there is really something to be said about, what are we doing here? And we address this in the playbook very early on, as you know, right? And trying to help people with getting a better sense, and this could take a while, about what's their reason?
Yep.
Why did they think they're here? What ignites them? What are you passionate about? What gets you out of bed in the morning? What brings you to your knees at night in gratitude, et cetera? And so this is, I think, one of the many elements from the playbook that folks can use anytime they want, experiment with it, have some fun with it, try it, and hopefully accomplish what it is they're looking for and get the results that they're seeking.
Yeah, absolutely. And again, this is, it's all tied together. Your purpose comes when you are engaged, when you feel that you are fully giving of yourself and your specific talents. And it, hey, you know what? It takes a time to find those. You know, it's not going to suddenly come to you. It takes time. And one of the things that I see with some of the young people today, they're frustrated. You know, they're 20 years old and they're frustrated. They don't know what to do with their life. Well, 20 years is too young to know what. You might have some direction. You might have some ideas. But why would you know? Now, our generation, it was, oh, you go to school, then you go to graduate school, and then you become a whatever. And that's what it is, which is unbelievably limiting, unbelievably limiting. And I'm just so grateful that I, through a variety of different circumstances, was able to escape that, because escaping that really helped me not just find EXI, but find what they're about. What am I about? What are my talents, you know, and how can I use them maximally? And that is, when you are doing that, you feel really good. You feel you've got some purpose, you're driven, you know, it's just an amazing feeling. You're not just doing it for the sake of doing it. You're not just doing it for the sake of a paycheck. You're doing it because it means something to you. And that's something that gets lost, I think, in life a lot, is people understanding the meaning of what they're doing.
Absolutely right. The significance that their role, their lives, their words, their actions are having. You touched upon youth, and we all remember when we were young, you know, and what we did and what we didn't do, what we thought, and you know, our attitudes, our behaviors, our impressions have been formed so often, so many times in the past. They shape us who we are today, of course. And you know, it does require work, right? Whether it's writing a purpose statement, whether it's finding that joy, that meaning, that fulfillment in life, helping and serving others is another big component as well. Fully embracing what that actually means to you, right? Is that volunteering? Is that giving back? Is that being a big brother, big sister, right, to youth? Is that truly helping somebody, right? Find a job, find a mate, save their lives, right? And, you know, there's so much that people can do, and it's, you know, it can get really daunting at times. It's challenging, of course, right? It's hard enough to just go through life and then let alone be an exponential individual, right? So,
right.
But we know that, and the U.S. Navy SEALs have known this, other organizations, other entities, that we have a lot more human potential within us than actually we think we do.
Mm-hmm.
Yes. And you talk to people who've been through extreme situations, conditions, lives, you name it, and people will pull through like you wouldn't believe.
Oh, unbelievable. Yeah.
Right?
Yeah. Yeah, it is incredible. And, you know, and it's in a busy world, it's very easy to lose sight of the big picture. You know, you're just checking off a to-do list. And that's not what life is about. One of my favorites, this is an old one, but, you know, visiting a religious building site, there are three guys. And the first guy, what are you doing? Oh, I'm mixing cement. The next guy, what are you doing? Oh, I'm putting the bricks in order. And the third guy is carrying bricks across. What are you doing? Me? I'm building a cathedral, right? I'm building a cathedral. And it's so easy in our busy, when everyone's trying to get our attention, to forget, to not see that big picture view of what you're doing. And that is so important, I think. Because you can't get disconnected from that. Otherwise, it becomes rather meaningless rather than meaningful and tedious and boring and all of that. We need to return, and I think that's what EXI does, help us to focus on, hey, what's the big picture view? Who are you? What have you got to offer in different situations? How can you help? Those are the questions that we all need to be asking ourselves.
Absolutely. You know, the other part that we talked about earlier was, again, the kind of the right brain part, the heart part. I mean, there's definitely an element within this of spirituality and consciousness and divine, you know, regardless of your religious beliefs. Of course, mm-hmm. We're sort of non-denominational. We're not pushing any particular agenda or not. You know, and then realizing, again, our time here is limited, right? We know that, you know, we may be moving on to bigger and better things, maybe another chance to get it right, depending on what your belief is. And so why not, you know, again, live your best life, you know, and then why not affect those around you and help make their lives better, which, of course, you kind of go from there, right? You go from communities, you go to states, countries, continents, the world, the planet, right? And so even though we've decided for now in the name Exponentially Individuals, we know that it just starts with us, mm-hmm. but we're also going to contribute much more to others, to the planet, to life, for the betterment of the collective.
Yeah. And you mentioned spirituality there, without any religious association or dogmas or anything like that. And that's about values and virtue, right? That's what it comes down to. You know, compassion, empathy, respect, love, warmth, kindness. Those are the things that, unfortunately, we absolutely have to make an effort to accentuate, because those are the things that, at least in the public forum, in many places, in many countries, those are not evident. In fact, the reverse is true. Go online, you might see as much sort of unpleasantness as you see caring. You know? That's not good. That's not good. That's not good. You know, from my perspective, it's virtue and values have to be the priority. Doesn't mean there can't be others, but virtues and values have to be the priority.
For sure. And, you know, for folks going on our website, you will see our principles and values at EXI, you know, that all of our core team members have accepted. And it's what Howard talks about, among other things. And knowing how important those are, right? When you're talking about a foundation and having a good base and something to build upon, it's hard to go any lower than that. You know, like you'd sort of need those, you know, the ethics, the morals, the right, the wrong. What do you believe in? What are you willing to die for? What really, you know, lights your fire? Things like that. So EXI, of course, we have that as well. Those same values and virtues are carried over to our EXI community, Telegram group chat. And anybody who joins our community is also asked to, you know, subscribe to the same sets of core values and beliefs as well.
Yeah. Let's talk about where people can find more information, how they can get involved, et cetera, et cetera. You mentioned the website. Tell us a little bit about that.
Sure. ExponentialIndividuals.io is the destination. And of course, we have everything listed there as well. We do have a couple of online communities that we are having in play. One, again, is the Exponential Individuals community itself. This is a group chat that we have using the Telegram app. And all core team members have a separate group that they're part of as well. And this is just part of our bigger ecosystem, the different players that we have. I talked about earlier, community members, anybody can join, core team members, you know, if you feel that there's a good fit for what we're doing and what you're seeking. Beyond that, again, if you have a product or service, you can become a partner of EXI. And we're also looking for investment as well. We talked about sort of our token raise and round that we're hoping to do soon enough, as well as just a fiat raise that we're looking for a seed round as well. So there's really, you know, to a certain extent, you could have one or more of these roles that you're playing within the EXI ecosystem. So we're really excited about that. And, you know, again, just touching upon a little bit about some of our upcoming products and services that I alluded to earlier, they'll all be on our website, of course, at exponentialindividuals.io.
Great. And if people want to get engaged and involved, that's relatively easy for them to do if they go to the website.
It is. Yeah, they can certainly contact us there. info@exponentialindividuals.io. I mentioned our Telegram EXI community group chat. Definitely lots of different channels and opportunities. Some of you may even know some of the people within the core team, both the current and past at EXI. And again, we're just looking forward to sort of growing and building here on out and really just helping to serve as many people as we can.
And the EXI playbook is currently on pre-sale at Amazon, going to be launched sometime later in March of 2023. And so you can go and at least check that out on Amazon, the EXI playbook. Eric, any final thoughts here? I mean, we could go on indefinitely, but you've got things to do, so.
No, for sure. Really, I wanted to say thanks again, Howard, for doing this. You know, yourself being a core team member, right, helping us tremendously with the playbook. Just a huge debt of gratitude for you, for your help, your services, and helping us get the playbook out, you know, for all to use. And that is what we do want to see, you know. It is about use. It's about serving others. It's about helping people in all walks of life, regardless of where you are in life. We talked earlier on the call today again, right, about we all need some guidance, some help. And it could be something formal like a mentor or coach, or it could just be just another community member who you've met, who you resonate with. But those of you that do want to kind of come on board with us and you know, roll up your sleeves a little bit and really kind of build this out with us, we'd love to have you on board as a core team member. if you again have something that you've put together that you want to sell, we are going to be again building out the marketplace and love to have you on board as a partner. We talked about, you know, the investor opportunities as well. So, you know, really a little something for everybody. And you could be a student in high school or college or university, and we have something for you. Right on through people that are in their later years of their careers, right? Really experienced, very seasoned folks who perhaps are looking for something else to do, something else to contribute to, something else to give back to. And we believe that this is certainly an avenue for them as well to take a look at. Happy to help. Reach out anytime. You can also reach me at eric.patel@exponentialindividuals.io.
Yes, thank you. Thank you, Eric, for a couple of things. One, for being so engaged in getting this movement started. It is an amazing group of people to get on a meeting and see people all over the world and just feel there's a great connection between all the members. They're great friends, almost like a family. So it's a wonderful environment that reflects the principles. So thank you for that. And thank you for your time. We could carry on. We'll probably get you back, and I'm hoping to have other members of EXI also come on and talk about their perspectives. So really appreciate you very much, Eric, and thank you for your time.
No, thank you as well, Howard. Really appreciate it. Just want to also, you know, say a shout out again to all our core team members, yourself included, that have literally helped us for, 24 months and counting. And a special thank you to EXI fellow co-founders, Ann Buthello and Kevin Allen, also have been with us, you know, from the beginning. And it's really made a huge amount of difference. I'd like to thank them both as well.
Yes. And hopefully we'll get them on the podcast too. Again, thank you so much, Eric. Great. Appreciate it.
Thanks so much, Howard.